Now past 9:30. Would you please stand and join us in the pledge and call this meeting to order?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have a motion to approve the minutes.
I move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman Pass?
There'll be a investment advisory committee meeting at 11 a.m. On the sixth floor, right, Tim?
That is correct.
We'll move on to resolutions to be adopted. Tim will take us through that.
Sure. We have two finance resolutions to consider. First is appropriations and budget changes. We have seven items for you to review today. First is a cash transfer from the general fund to the OKI fund in order to for the Butler County's obligation for the first half of the next budgeted year. Number two is the DTAC fund in the Treasurer's Department, Fund 240. We have an increase in budget of $69,252, $9,695, and $1,004 into this account to appropriate expenses for additional personnel that's been added to this fund. Item number three, the juvenile probation drug fees. This is an increase of $40,000 in budget, you know, for a deputy in the JCLE program for the remainder of 2009. Item number four, this is JJC court-ordered support, Fund 920. This is a transfer between accounts within that fund of $5,800 in order to purchase a freezer with stimulus funds for the rehab center. Next is item number five. This is WIA stimulus funds, fund number 1783, which is a transfer between accounts of $33,000 and $48,000. The first and both of them are related to training costs for WIA adult and dislocated worker programs. Item number six, the water to capacity fund, fund 4110. This is an increase of budget of $20,000 into this fund. This is for the Liberty Fairfield storage tank project, which originally scheduled for 2010, but was pulled forward into 2009 to take advantage of stimulus dollars that are available. Item number seven, the OKI fund. And this is an increase in budget of $13,194 in order to allow payment to OKI of the various shares of the different governments. Next, as we move on to amendment of certificate of estimated resources or income, we have two items here. First is an increase in the workforce development fund of fund number 1782 of $540,000 for stimulus dollars. Second is an increase in the OKI fund. Fund 6200 in the amount of $474.30. As we move into personnel, we have four personnel actions to consider today. First is a step increase of 50 cents an hour for collective bargaining unit member Emily Kane in Children's Services. She's a social services worker three. She's moving to $18.36 effective June 19th. Next is a step increase of 66 cents an hour for Allison Kuzmer in Children's Services. She's a collective bargaining unit member moving to $17.27 effective July 24th, 2009. Next, you're requested to accept a retirement, disability retirement for Penny Bishop from the Child Support Enforcement Agency effective August the 1st. Finally, under personnel, you're requested to accept the list of summer youth program employees payroll for the period July 11th, 2009 to July 24th, 2009, again paid by stimulus money for the summer works program that was available to us. Next, under Job and Family Services, you have two items for you to consider. First is a contract with Linebarger, Goggin, Blair, and Sampson LLP. These are collection services on cold cases where there's been determined a claim for overpayment, and our staff has exhausted all collection possibilities, and they're moving the cold cases to this particular agency for this contract. Second is a contract with Lifespan Job and Family Services. This is Title 20 Home-Based Personal Care Homemaker Services in the amount of $291,682. It's effective beginning July 109 to June 30, 2010. This assists adults to stay in their home. These are typically adults, with some disabilities. And basically, it's a protection, also a process where they also try to remedy any abuse, neglect, or exploitations of adults that don't necessarily have the capacity to watch out for themselves. As we move on to water and sewer, water and sewer has eight items for you to consider today. First is a change order to the project for the LaSorgeville Water Reclamation Facility Phase 1. This is a change order involving $40,214. In this particular area, this area is served by two oxidation ditches. And so one of the oxidation ditches, oxidation ditch 2, needs to be put out of service while this construction is performed. So they were planning to switch to oxidation ditch 1. However, the gearbox in the aerator in oxidation ditch 1 is out of service and is not operable. So they have to spend the money to bring oxidation ditch 1 back on service so they can complete the construction on this particular project. Next, you're requested to release a performance bond for the extension of public sewer line service to Todd Glenn Reserve Block A and B. Next, you're requested to remove a lien. There are a few of these that I'll just go over. These are liens that were created through assessments, and it's being certified that the assessments now are paid off and the lien can be released. The following properties are to be released: 5220 Redbird Lane, 51 Cherokee Drive, 6967 Hamilton Mason Road, 7915 Cincinnati Dayton Road. Next, under Environmental Services, they have a request to receive and refer bids. This is for the Dews Drive Water Main Replacement Project, project number 09-A9. 12 bids were received, with the lowest bid, GM Pipeline, at $200,012.50. The highest bid received was Hartman and Smith Construction, $298,432.50. Water and Sewer also requests you to approve and execute a contract for Sharon Creek Force Main replacement in the amount of $297,442.88 to be awarded to Cooley Construction and Excavating Company. Under the engineer has five items for you to consider. First is exchange sidewalk performance bond for Trails of Four Bridges, Section 6. Next was approve and execute contract number 20096 for Brumbaugh Bridge replacement in the amount of $474,922. And the award is to Brumbaugh Construction Project. It's for a bridge replacement on Smithville Road. Next, the engineer requests you to exchange bond for Glenville View Farm Estates at Foxborough 1B. Under miscellaneous, we have, pardon me for a second. Oh, excuse me. Yep, got Black Road right here. We have received bids for Black Road Bridge in accordance with contract 1000-2009-9. This is from the engineer. Three bids were received, with the low bid Eagle Bridge Company, an amount of $862,582.96. Finally, under the engineer, is to exchange sidewalk performance bonds for Glenview Farms Estates at Foxborough 1B. That's what confused me. There were two Glenview Farms. As we go on to miscellaneous, we have two items for you to consider. First is to authorize the Butler County Sheriff to submit application to the Ohio Office of Justice Assistance for funding to continue the VOCA program for the 2009-2010 year. The total amount of this particular grant is $30,000 with a $10,000 match. And the other miscellaneous is you're requested to appoint Scott Phillips from the law firm of Foss Brown Todd, special counsel, for litigation. And then finally, under the then and now certificates, you're requested to approve 88 payments.
We have a motion to approve the.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Anybody from the audience have any issues or questions? Seeing none, I guess we'll take a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.